Good afternoon. You're listening to Eye on the Valley right here on CIBL 101.7 FM, broadcasting to the Fraser Valley, broadcasting from the University of the Fraser Valley, Abbotsford campus on the traditional and unceded territory of the Stolo people. I have a great episode for you today, an interview with Ward Draper, Executive Director of the 5 and 2 Ministries, an advocacy group for the homeless in the Fraser Valley. Thank you for listening to Eye on the Valley right here on CIBL 101.7 FM. I have with me Ward Draper, the executive director of the charity 5 and 2. Thank you, sir, for joining us.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I've been wanting to talk to you for a while now. As we know, this summer has been pretty active on the homeless front throughout British Columbia. What do you think about Vancouver's actions on Hastings Street?
Well, they're the same as pretty much everywhere on this continent. It's a pointless endeavor of just going around in circles, removing people to where? There's no solutions. All we have is ever-increasing homeless numbers everywhere, again, on this continent, from Vancouver to New York. There is no shortage of these games of shuffling people around while providing no solutions of any real importance.
As you know, the homeless community around the Fraser Valley is growing as well. Do you believe that inflation and the cost of living is playing a part of...
Oh, of course it is. It's most definitely a part of that. You know, there I was out by one spot the other day where the a homeless encampment is with people who live in their vehicles. And in a distance of about 1.5 city blocks, there's probably in the neighborhood of 35 to 50 people just living in their cars now. There are 4 locations in Abbotsford alone that immediately come to mind where the population is 35 to 50 in about the same distance, so about 1.5 blocks. Our homeless numbers in Abbotsford are pushing 700 roughly now. Easy. And when I started doing this stuff about 20 years ago, almost 20 years ago now, we had about 100 and something.
I remember when you and I first met when I was working for Mr. Pleck as the MLA for Abbotsford South. We talked about the homeless issue. The homeless issue was around 300 people at that time. Why do you think the growth rate is so much?
Oh, the list of reasons is quite substantial. It's everything from mental health to addictions to housing costs. It just goes on and on. Like if you go online and you start looking just to rent a bedroom, a singular bedroom with nothing but 4 walls, you know, $800-900 a month. You try to get into a one bedroom, what, 12, 15, 1800 bucks a month? How are people to afford this? And then rising costs of food and groceries and all this is doing is just destroying lives and undermining just the very fabric of our societies at the rate this stuff is going.
As you know, we just had municipal elections throughout British Columbia. And right here in Abbotsford, we have a new mayor and a new council with a few new city councilor faces. Do you see any changes in their policies toward homelessness?
Well, time will tell, but the odds are absolutely not. Right? It'll be lip service, and then it'll be, we'll do more reports. They'll squander a few $100,000 more on finding out if homelessness and addiction and all these type of things are an issue. Then they'll have another report to show, and then they might do a small project or something, but those projects take, you know, 5 to 10 years to actually manifest, and by that time, we're doubling or tripling or quadrupling our homeless numbers. Like, the government is... on all levels, just it seems to be completely out of touch with reality. They most definitely don't have the capacity to achieve anything. Citizens of different communities and all that must find ways to solve this independently or to push or lead the government to where they need to go, because obviously our governments are just completely out of touch with reality. Completely out of touch. And if these numbers keep growing at the rate they are, I mean, we have at least 700 people in some form of homelessness in Abbotsford now. And I'm sure that's a gross undercount. With all the people you know, sleeping in vehicles or couch surfing or trading themselves for, you know, sexual favors for a place to sleep or just outright, you know, rough sleeping, we have serious problems to address.
And I wanted to ask you about that. The provincial government is coming up with some policies, especially their drug policies when it comes to the opioid crisis. Do you think what they're doing will make a difference?
They might help a couple of people. They might. It might help some folks. But again, the government's got to stop thinking that policies alone will change things. They've got to take hard and firm responses. You know, like we've seen what the government can do to a national crisis like COVID, how many billions of dollars they can instantly produce. We're in a housing crisis from coast to coast in this country. Why are they not responding with that level of urgency? Because this is a very real issue. Because it's not just people that are like struggling with mental health or struggling with substance use. We're talking about just your average citizen now who has a normal job, might not be the best paying in the world, but they just outright can't afford to live. And our government's like, okay, we'll just make another report that we have a problem. Or we're just going to come up with a new policy to complicate things. You know, by adding another Band-Aid, they think they're actually going to be solving something when they really, really aren't.
And Ward, you've been doing this, like you said, for 20 years. You and Jesse do 5 and 2, and there's Community Services Archway that does something similar. What do you think, if government is not the issue, then what do you think the issue will be?
The solution to these problems are much... The solutions are much bigger than the government. The government's just a small piece in this. Most of the issues that we see, these social issues, are just the breakdown of community. So we have to find a way to rebuild community from the ground up. Individuals themselves have to find ways to take a lead on these issues. Nonprofits, faith groups, temples, churches, they got to start coming up with solutions, because trusting people like, you know, Trudeau or EB or Horgan or any of these guys, they are not producing results. They are out of touch with reality. They have no idea what it's like on the ground. So we need the people who are in touch with reality to start leading and pushing these folks along.
And do you think the business community can play a positive role?
Oh, everybody could play, yes, even the business community. They could start advocating for things. They could start contributing, coming up with ideas. You know, one of our biggest problems in the Western world is we're always trying to get the government to solve our problems. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, no, they can't do that. They are grossly inequipped. The political system doesn't have the capacity to respond meaningfully to real human issues.
Like you said, the growth rate of homelessness is it nearly at 700 now. Do we have enough beds and safe places for people to sleep, or are they sleeping on the street?
Abbotsford has about 150 shelter beds, give or take a few. I forget the exact number, but it's about that. And at this current moment, they're pretty much full. You know, it might be 90% full or 98% full or 85%, but they're pretty much full. And with the weather changing, they will be full. So we're going to have, you know, 400 or 500 people during the winter, outside, being kicked around by our government bodies, by businesses, by local other folks. Like, they're just going to start, it's just going to be bad again. And then more people are going to die, more people are going to get pneumonia, bronchitis, infections, frostbites. They're going to be toes and fingers being cut off, and on it goes. Our medical system's going to take a hit with all of that. Our social workers are taking a hit of that. Because, you know, just the people on the streets are very adversely affected by these realities, but the frontline workers, the outreach workers, and all those folks that are out there every day with these people, it is ripping apart their hearts, minds, and souls watching people just die, because our government is clearly incapable of dealing with this, and then everything else is just not responding well. We need more ground-level pushing.
And I had a couple more questions before I let you go. What can the general public in the Fraser Valley do to help the homeless?
Well, the big thing I've always said is just find agencies. If this is something you're really concerned about, or you do have some level of concern, find an agency, connect with it, find out what they need, find a way to help. And even with the cold weather months coming up now, if you're capable, if you're able to, you know, go pick up a stack of, you know, $5 Tim Horton cards, and then you go and give those to somebody. So when it's like minus 20 out in the next, you know, month or so from now, month and a half, or whatever it may be, you can give them to them and then go inside and be warm. Or you can keep mittens and gloves from the dollar store and socks and hand warmers. Find practical things, and maybe if you're comfortable with it, stock your car with winter gear and hand it out. If you want something more formal, engage with a community group that's already working. Find ways to help. If this is something that you realize the value of, just make a phone call. There's no shortage of people that need help out there that are service providers.
And what would your final message to our listeners be today?
Well, the biggest thing is that to affect any of these social changes that we need, be it homelessness, be it addiction, be it, you know, gender issues, whatever our social issue needs, the most important thing anybody can do is find a way to be kind, caring, and loving and supportive of people who need help, and then go from there.
And thank you once again, Ward, for the work you do. I know you've been a loud and very clear advocate for the homeless. Thank you so much.
No problem. We'll talk soon, my friend.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye, buddy.
Cheers.
Thank you for listening to Eye on the Valley right here on CIBL 101.7 FM with your host, Sergi Datwal. Join me again next week as I have another great episode for you.